Hello?
Hello, may I speak with a Mr. Jamari Rivera?
This is she.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm wonderful. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling with Emergency Roadside Assistance, one of the supervisors on the floor.
I already got to figure it out because I had to call the main guy of, like, where I bought my car at, like, the boss, and he just gave me a loaner card, and he's going to tow it himself. So I don't need you guys no more because you guys didn't figure out my situation.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so you're stating that you already have someone out there with you towing the vehicle, correct?
Not through you guys.
You have your own towing company out there?
No, like, for your car connection, it's going to do it themselves.
Okay, because I have your rep on the line with us.
Go ahead. So,
hello?
Did they send somebody out? Hi, this is Colleen Jones from Preferred Warranties. Did the tow truck arrive yet?
No, the people from the for your car connection stay there until they get, I guess they're going to take it themselves. I don't know. Because they just gave me a loaner car. And they
gave you a loaner car?
Yes. And I don't know if they're going to do it themselves or are they going to call you guys or I don't know. We just going to figure it out from there on. So I don't know what's really going on.
Okay. Them on the other line, so hang on just a second, okay? Hold on.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to the other person?
I'm talking to, actually, I'm asking both of you if you wouldn't mind holding because I want to call for your car connection.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am, I'll hold.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm still here. Are you guys still here?
Yes,
ma'am. I'm still here.
Still holding.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So 4-year car connection is not coming to pick up the vehicle. So we need roadside assistance to go get that vehicle and tow it.
Well, from my information that I know, the guy told me when they dropped the loaner off, they said that somebody was going to come get it tonight, that they was going to figure it out. So,
yeah, we're figuring it out. This is how we're figuring it out. We're getting somebody to come pick up the vehicle. That's exactly what we're doing. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to let the representative from Nation Safe Driver, what is your name again?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, do you want to go over with the customer what she needs to do, what we need to do so we can go pick this vehicle up?
And I'm going to get everything taken care of for you.
Okay. Do you want me to stay on the phone?
Yes, ma'am, because I want to validate as far as with some information on the policy to make sure everything was put in correctly as well so that this account can be investigated. Can I have the spelling of the first name?
Jimary, Jimary.
Thank you. That's Jimary.
Yes.
And the last name is Riv, as in Victor, Eria.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you were going in and out, hon. Can you repeat that for me?
I says, you mean my last name?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Spell it out for me.
It's Rivera. You had it right.
All right, and we have the phone number to contact. It's 814-221-4400.
Yes.
And did you want to opt into the text feature? We'll message you the driver information and the ETA.
Yes.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. Okay, so and the policy is under your name, correct?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Jones, what is the policy number that you have for the customer on your end?
Let me get into the right screen here. Let's see. 1919-6786.
All right, that's 1919-6786.
Yep. If that doesn't work, there may be a J in front of that.
Okay. There we go. Yep, it pulled up with the J in front of it. Okay, and then they have it listed. The reason we couldn't get it pulled up under the original name, we have her up under Jamari Riviera Monadello. So it's showing two last
names. That's my Donato.
I'm sorry.
That's my Donato. And that's my second last name.
Do y'all have that on your end as well, Ms. Jones?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay, they were just searching it with as far as with the first and last name, the first, second last name. I think that's the issue that we were having too. And the vehicle is a 2014 Kia. What's the model?
Forte EX, Forte.
Thank you. And the color of the vehicle?
It's gray.
I'm not sure. What color is this? Gray. Okay.
Thank you. And what's the issue with the vehicle?
Well, it's the same noise that it was a couple weeks ago with the motor and the engine light is on and it overheated.
And will the vehicle still shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I just left it in there. Like, I just left it with a key in there.
Okay, and we're doing a toe. I'm going to make this fast as possible. So just a quick couple of questions for you. Need it for the provider to make sure everything goes smooth sailing. Do you know if your vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or just standard?
And that I cannot tell you because I don't know.
No worries.
It is front-wheel drive.
Okay, good deal.
It is not four-wheel drive.
All righty.
It's front-wheel.
And Ms.
It's
Rivera,
front-wheel drive, correct.
Do you plan to be with the vehicle when they pick it up?
No.
Okay, so this will
the
be
keys are right there. Yeah, the keys are inside the car, like on the dash.
Okay, you said keys are located on top of the dash?
Yeah, there's like a little pocket thing, and it's like right there. You will see them once they pull up and they see through the window, it's right there. They can open the door.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see here that you're covered for 25 miles. Okay, Ms. Jones, I know that you had something to do, so I'm going to go ahead and let you release the line. I have her account fully pulled up, and everything is good to go on my end, and I'll make sure I give you my word I'll have her taken care of.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I have to rush to my appointment. Thank you so much.
Most certainly.
Thank you.
I'll get her taken care of.
All right. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you as well.
You too.
All righty. And you do have, as far as with one of the doors unlocked at least?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And because you're leaving the vehicle unattended, you just have to agree to a verbal waiver stating that if anything happens to the vehicle before the driver gets there, that we're not responsible?
That's what, that's the only reason I left, because the guys from For Your Car Connection said that I was going to stay there until somebody comes, because when my car stopped running, it was like a local bank. So, I guess whatever happens is on their behalf, not you guys, because they said that they was going to stay and watch the car.
Okay, I'll have it notated.
What's your pass? Go get Pam. Go get Pam. And why he got... I mean, I get him. Come on, so we can go outside. Come on. Okay, go put pants on. And go put pants and shoes so we can go outside. Come on. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you said that the key would be located like in a little cubby. Is that more on the driver's side or the passenger side?
It's on the middle. It's like where the radio is, on the top of the radio.
Oh, the middle console. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, like it's literally like when once you open the door, you look up at the radio, like the screen of the radio, and it's literally on the top. Like what the car, like the clock supposed to be on the car, right there. It's like a little cubby, like a little hole thing.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and what is the location of the vehicle? What is the city and state?
I have the address if you want the address.
Oh, okay, so it's not on an interstate or a highway?
No. It's like a local bank.
Okay, good deal.
So
I'm ready
for
you.
Like, easy. So it's 101, and then Franklin Street, and then Clinton Valley, I think it is, and then PA, and the zip code is 16372.
Okay, so I have 101 Franklin Street, Clintonville, Pennsylvania, 16372?
Yes. It's a bank, actually. It's supposed to be coming out of a bank.
It's called Mercer County State Bank?
I think so. I'm not sure. Give me a second.
And is it located in
Mercy? You said Mercy Country State Bank. It's in the corner. Like, the bank is literally, like, on a stop sign.
Okay. Is the vehicle located in the front, back, or side of the parking lot?
They only have one parking lot. So, it's, like, on the side, I guess. Like, the main parking lot. They only have, like, one spot.
All right. Give me one moment.
And it's literally I think it's the only vehicle that's in there. It's the gray one.
All right. And is the vehicle going to a business or a residence?
It's going to, I guess, a business because it's going to for your car connection.
All righty. And they are expecting the vehicle arrival?
Yes, they know, but right now that place is just closed at 5. So I guess the guy has to leave it on the back, like where the service place is at on the back, and there's like a key, like a drop-out key that they leave the car, like the drop key.
Oh, okay. So they do have after-hour drop-off. Good deal.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the address of that location?
Excuse me?
What's the drop-off address for the location?
Give me a second. Let me look it up. Oh, yeah. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's 7082 USA /322, and it's Canberra, PA.
All right, and it's showing it's going to For Your Car Connection.
Yeah. Pueblo Viejo. Hola, Tony.
All right, so I have everything mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider to get everything set up for you. I will call you back personally. You will also receive a text message of the ETA, the driver's information. You don't have to pay anything out of pocket. Everything is covered. And once I get it dispatched out, I will speak to you verbally. So that way, you can also let Car Connection know as far as with what's going on.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
All right, thank you, love.
My pleasure, and I'll speak back with you shortly.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.